becoming a bestower like the Father. I open the first gate, the gate of going beyond the world of sound. Using my mind and intellect, I have stored the power of superior thoughts. And I am lost in the depths of God's secrets. I experience my past, my future. And I observe my every breath of every second. Baba, you have become my constant companion. My elevated celestial thoughts have replaced my vocal. Only soulful attraction and my eyes reveal my true self. Every action is filled with virtue. Whatever virtue is needed at any time emerges and is visible on my face, in my behavior. God has made me an instrument to bestow to weak and wandering souls. Everyone appears before me as only souls. The feeling of bodies is absent. My physical or mental eye has become dormant. There's only God and myself in my memory. I am lost in the depths of God's secrets of togetherness with the One. I experience the ultimate stage, the stage of perfection and consummation, the stage of absolute power, a bestower like the Father.
Om Shanti. Hope you all enjoyed the video. So a warm welcome to all of you, to all Baba's children who have come from different parts of the world. Welcome home. It's our beloved unlimited home. Today morning, Geeta Ben rightly mentioned, this is the only place in the world where we fully get physically and mentally recharged. We get a lot in Madhuban, we get to meet seniors, we get a variety of classes, spiritual nourishment, physical nourishment, Brahma Bhojan, and we get to meet the unlimited family, and also on top of it, we get to meet Bab Dada. We have Bab Dada's meeting. So to express the gratitude of being in Madhuban, Baba's unlimited home, we have a group from China who would like to express their gratitude from the heart for being able to come to Madhuban after a very long time, after 6 years. So I would like to request Sister Kang from China to come forward and express her feelings, and Sister Christina would translate her. So how does it feel to come back to Madhuban after 6 years?
Om Shanti. 兄弟姐妹大家好.
Om Shanti, my lovely brothers and sisters.
我们在阔别6年之后, 再一次回到了爸爸的家.
After 6 years, we have returned to Baba's home.
这蜜糖的森林.
Return to this Madhuban.
我们很幸运, 作为中国家庭的第一个小组, 第一批,
We are very fortunate because we are the first group from China to arrive in Madhuban.
So,
first of all, before we arrived in Madhuban, and because we have this language barrier, so there are lots of information that actually, really, we are so confused about it.
但是因为我们带着那么多的爱，对爸爸、对家庭的深情，我们很容易的就来到了这里。And
because of the love for Baba and for the family, and then we arrived safely in Madhuban.
所以，因为爱，一切都变得简单容易。And
because of love, everything seems to be very easy and relaxed.
当我一进到爸爸家，到了。 爸爸房间的时候，爸爸给的第一个感受就是，爸爸通常在阿维亚克的Murli当中说的，今天爸爸达达在看着来自各个地方的甜蜜的天使般的孩子们，他感到很高兴。And
I arrived in Madhuban. I entered into Baba's room to say hello to Baba. And the first impression that this Avyat Muli appears in my mind, and Bab Dada was actually watching children from all corners of the world.
这句话变成了一种实际的体验和感受.
And this phrase of Bab Dada becomes a very real experience for us.
所以就能感受到爸爸见到他久违的孩子的那种喜悦和快乐.
And we really felt that, and Baba also felt that this is the long lost and found children from the last cycle.
所以我们五个姐妹，是爸爸莫莉当中常说的数百万中最幸运的屈指可数的几个孩子.
So like just like Bab Dada has described, 5 of us are the multi-million fortunate children.
我们也是爸爸在莫莉当中说，最后有五个潘达巴湾消融在雪山中的这五个姐妹。
And these are the stories about the 5 Pandabhavan, and we are the 5 sisters here.
所以祝贺我们的幸运福气。
And we are very blessed with our fortune.
为了表达我们对爸爸的爱，对家庭的爱，我们即兴填写了一首歌。
Because of to express our Bab Dada's love and love for the Brahmin family, and we instantly composed this song for everyone and for Bab Dada family.
Okay. 这首歌叫《Shiva之歌》。
Baba, I love you. Baba, I love you. Shiva Baba, I love you. You are my friend. Baba, you are my beloved. Shiva Baba, I love you. Baba, I love you.
Thank you for the very soulful song. Now we have sisters from Malaysia presenting an angel dance. Sister B. Wong, Sister Uma, and Sister Usha are going to present this. So thank you, sisters, for the beautiful dance. And next we have Brother David Jones from Australia presenting his feelings of gratitude. And the title of this item is Rhythm of the Soul. The rhythm of life that emerges from stillness and powerful connection with Baba. He would also like to involve the audience to bring out the divine rhythm. I would like to invite Brother David Jones and few lines of introduction. Brother David is one of the master drummers of the world. He has played and recorded with many artists worldwide and led his own projects recipient of Melbourne Prize for Music 2010. Brother David has been living Rajyogi lifestyle since 1984.
Om Shanti. From silence, from Parandam, from the soul world, the soul comes down into matter. And the rhythm of the soul begins from the heartbeat. But first, the silence. Pure vibration. As soon as the soul comes into matter, there is the heartbeat, the rhythm of the body and of life. Next rhythm, a pendulum, back and forth. Walking, moving, and the next rhythm, actually, let's do this together. So, pendulum swinging. That's good. More. Just heartbeat, heartbeat. Just heartbeat. And then the next rhythm that appears everywhere in every culture and every time period is 3-3-2. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. The silence. Back to the ocean. Back to Baba.
So thank you, Brother David, for the beautiful performance. So he took us into silence, and then into beats, into the rhythm of life, and back into silence. So it was a beautiful experience. And now for the most awaited part of the program, meeting our dear seniors, I would first request Sudesh Didi to come onto the stage. Let us welcome Didi with a big applause. Next, I would like to invite Rajini Ben to come onto the stage. Let us keep up with our applause. Next, I would like to invite Geeta Ben to come onto the stage. Those of you who have come for the first time, a few words of introduction about Sudesh Didi. Sudesh Didi is director of Jain Sarovar, joint chief of Brahma Kumaris, and also European director of Brahma Kumaris. Didi has been serving for over 6 decades in many places in India and across the 5 continents. Didi has taken a very deep sustenance and training from both Brahma Baba and Mama. Didi has traveled over 100 countries spreading fragrance of spirituality. So now we would listen inspirations from Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Ananda. Om Anand, welcome from the heart. And I just like to revise or repeat the same what you have seen in practical. Baba, I love you. Baba, you love me. Baba loves me. You love me, I love you. And wonderful joy is that we all Madhuban Nivasis welcome you and love you. Welcome home. Home to home. And hearing heartbeat, it was really every day's experience of heartbeat, that God Himself, Amrit Vela, wakes me up. Child, I'm waiting for you. I know you need rest. Your body need rest. But let the body rest and soul come to me and enjoy the morning, morning fresh air, and drink the nectar. See, what would be the feeling at that time? A blissful feeling, great joy of saying good morning to Baba. But how lucky we are, with every heartbeat. He says, child, let me be honest to you. Who loves more? You love me really? Yes, I believe you love me. But I give the proof of my love to you. Every day I give love and remembrance to you. And every day I call you my sweet children. Are you not surprised that I'm never tired writing you letter every day? every day without a fail. And you didn't even know me. Your love was there. That's why you were searching. But I was searching you as well. I was waiting the right time to come, that you become ready, then I can take you back home. And so in order to go back home, you need, I make you ready. And so all of you have come to Madhuban, to sweet home, your own home. And fortunate, all the places are open for you. Gyan Sarovar, where you holy swans, in the lake of knowledge, every day swim in the morning, swim in the evening, and whenever you like to go to experience where God sings the songs every day, have been singing for so many years, and then you also go to the music house, Panda Bhavan, where this music was played and drums were played and heartbeat was there and all different way of sustaining us was very special. And it is what you saw, the light, dance of lights. Baba ignites our lights and makes us see you are light, I am light, he is light, we are alike. And so, just as are the parents, so are the children. Light must be in you of what light I have, the light of knowledge, the light of love, the light of purity, the light of peace, and light of silence, depth of ocean, go deep down, swim, and be the jeweler, recognize the jewels. So from here, welcome from the heart, with the inner feeling of meeting the unlimited family. Unlimited family from all over the world. And very happy to see the five angels from China who got visa after so long time. Many tried, and only five got the visa. Right? And these five are lucky who are actually able to reach here. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to you, the lucky ones, to meet such a family who has been waiting for many, many years to get visa. You are lucky. You did not have to struggle to get visa. Right? So compare to this in this way. Great fortune. Now, you are here. What will you carry with you? Because you have come here to receive, but you have also come here to give. It's a place where we share with each other what throughout the year we have received from Baba, the sustenance we have received, the experience we had, opportunity to be with Baba and share the joy, the bliss, eternal Anand, our love, can make the soul feel there is a great joy of belonging to Baba and belonging to each other. And so this wonderful experience of being with the family, to give something and also to receive something, even without gross way, but it is a very subtle way. Subtle treasures are shared in a subtle way. Gross things are shared in gross way. And all the property that Baba gives cannot be bought from the market, but it can be get from the treasure stores, a mobile treasure store, mobile museum, mobile lighthouses, might houses, and you can get everything from each other. And so it's great fortune that coming from all over places, even one person coming from there is actually messenger of that country, the light of that place. The joy of meeting is great. Of course, this time, family is small, we can understand. This time of December, January and November, of course, tickets are expensive, but drama have made you make it possible. Your love has made it possible to be here in Baba's home and enjoy and experience every moment, every second, learning, receiving, absorbing, so that you can. Eternal, immortal gifts will never disappear. They will remain with you because you are once again receiving your own property that belongs to you. So what will you carry with you? What will you carry with you? Gift. Gift carry you. What other thing will you carry with you? So then you can give to the family, to friends. Toli? Yeah? Gift that you carry. Toli you eat every day. What will you carry? What you have experienced here. In order to experience every day, I would like to suggest that this is the place, holy place, the place where God Himself has come and distributed and given subtle gifts to us. So you take Madhuban with you. You have freedom. Take Madhuban with you. How will you take it? Photographs? How will you carry Madhuban with you? So in order to carry Madhuban with you, I would like to give you one suggestion, that because this is the place of blessings, it is the place of present every day, in a subtle way or in our form of experience or classes or workshops or Baba's room, personal meeting with Baba. One way or another, every day there would be a special experience or gift. So make a small notebook, either I think better to make a notebook and write it before you go to sleep, or actually as soon as you experience, write it what touched you, write it what gave you realization, Write it what brought joy in you or open your heart. Write it what was the some kind of confusion and it became so clear. This is the place actually. You have come to washerman's bhatti. Baba washes away all the dust from here, there we have collected. He washes because we don't even know that we have collected. We wear white clothes. We are pure Baba's children. We are practicing. This is our purity, is our religion. Peace is my personality, purity and peace. So it is natural in as a soul. But we don't realize that outside in the world, in the air, is dust. Not climate outside, but subtle way. There is always dust moving around. You don't put dust purposely on your clothes. You go out, come back in the night, cloth is dirty, smelly. You didn't put anything on it. But flying things in the atmosphere, we can absorb. So Baba knows what in, without even knowing, certain things have influenced the soul and he is very careful. He washes it away. So you have come to washerman's. Baba is dhobi, washerman. But sometimes we feel, they don't realize that I did not do purposely my clothes dirty. It is not dirty, but dusty, of course. And this is why Baba wants to color us with his company. This divine company is here. All Baba's children are divine children, yogi children, loving children of Baba. And so these yogi, powerful children, Baba wants to color them with his company. This is Satsanga, true companion and true company. And if the spots are on the clothes, the one who dyes the clothes, no dyer, you know dyer it is called, no? The color one who colors your clothes. And if it is dirty, then the beauty is not there. The spots will be visible. So this is why Baba is very much concerned that any dust that children have and some spot because of their own some misunderstanding, mistake, some situation, I have taken deep inside that spot in my personality. Baba wants to wash it away. You can go in Baba's room and write a letter to Baba so that you are ready to regain that sparkle, that energy. And every day, what you received through meditation, through workshop, through classes, through Murli, through other your own experiment, effort, write it down, date-wise. One realization, two realization, three realization. You are storing, depositing in the bank of your personality, but we forget because too much is there. So write it down. And every day in the morning, what you have received from morning till evening, every day, please read it out to yourself. What will happen then? Why I am giving this process? That by rereading it, the scene will emerge in front of you. Madhuvan experience will become fresh. At this moment, at this time, my heart was touched. This time, my intellect became clear. In this company, my realization was very clear. My understanding became deeper. Underline what you had had. And so when you are there, you take the Madhuban in this way. Double, it is printed on your heart, in your feelings, in your experience. But in order to retaste it, you write it and then you are able to share with others. Your face will share, your eyes will share, your joy will share, vibrations will share. So you are taking not visible, totally necessary, all of you. One person takes for the class, but you are taking for everyone this as messenger from Baba or as a real gift from him. So I am aware of time because we have other programs as well. One thing more, I will share anyway, there would be class opportunity to meet you. Before you go, sit in Baba's room and ask Baba, write a letter to me. Keep your pen and copy in your hand and you will see Baba is exactly touching you what you have to continue, what kind of service you have to do, how to do the service through the mind. So every day, this fresh thing, directions you are taking, not only from Murli, from the classes, from Baba. The first letter you put in the letterbox, Baba will read it. Nobody else will read. No one knows who you person are physically. But this letter that Baba writes you through your hand, this is your personal property. Take it with you and also be aware what direction Baba gave me today. So this is to keep Madhuban with you, carrying Madhuban with you, the experience that and the gifts you have received. One thing more, in Madhuban, it is also important that you remain healthy. Weather changes, it becomes cold as well. Please don't hesitate. Ask for whatever you need, any warm clothes, any other thing to help you, blanket or whatever. Most welcome, you are well, you can receive it. If you feel body is not healthy, giving some signal, go to dispensary or share with your class person that is in the room so they can help each other, you can help each other. Very important is to support each other. Third thing is, here Brahma Bhojan is given three times. Three times lunch. Morning tables are full. Is it lunch? Is it breakfast? Or is it lunch? Everything is there on the table. You choose what suits you. And do not mix, please, the milk and yogurt together. They fight with each other. Mix tea with milk and you are taking yogurt as well. It creates a disturbance in stomach. So weather is not like other places. So have to be careful. And take whatever suits you. You can take 2 times, 3 times, no problem. But take small amount which you can digest and keep yourself healthy. But spiritual treasure, take as much as you want. You will be able to remain healthy more and more. Okay?
Thank you.
Om Shanti. I know time is running fast.
Thank you, Didi, for sharing very beautiful inspiration and underline to keep these Madhuban experiences alive and make a note of them. And we have prepared a very beautiful journal for you. you will receive it and you can make a note of all your experiences there. Now I would request Rajni Behen to share her experience. Rajni Behen is a senior Raj Yogi teacher in Gyan since childhood for more than 48 years. She has served in Delhi, Pandabhavan, London, New York, Australia and New Zealand. Now Rajni Behen is the national coordinator of Philippines in Japan. And Rajni Behen also met Brahma Baba and Mama at a very young age.
Om Shanti. So you heard all the plans for your self-progress. And I just add two more. Of course, welcome to all of you here to Baba's home. And this is the best time you are here. Very few Brahmins. And you have plenty of time for yoga. Of course, we will attend classes. But I always give two suggestions to the group. One suggestion is one day. Only 8 hours yoga if you can do. In Pandabhavan. You can eat your breakfast here at 9:30. Then you can go there. Yoga. 10 to 1. Eat lunch light. Then 2 to 4. Take tea there. Then 5 to 8. I did. It's so beautiful. But do it in Baba's room or history hall or Baba's hut. Really genuine. Tell Baba everything what you want to experience. But one story, one sister, she told me her experience. We sit in yoga, we think we are point of light, Baba point of light, that's fine. But establish relationship, as Didi told Sudesh Didi. So many methods, it's all about relationship with Baba. One sister did. She said she had a problem in her country about something legal and she went to Baba's room and she did this 8 hours yoga. She wrote a problem in the letter. There's a letter box, right? She put it there. Then she said, Baba, you are the lawyer and judge. Here is a $100 fee for you. And here is Baba's box there, right? So she put the fee. She sat down. Now I am in your remembrance, Baba. I will not think about all these things. You do work. I am in your yad. But relationship, you are my judge. You are my lawyer. She said, after 2 days, she got the call. Everything is done. You believe that? It can be or not? Raise the hands, those who have experimented this. How Baba's vibration can touch the hearts and minds of people and shift, change. It's my experience, your experience. So let us continue to increase these moments of our life. And the second one I want to also suggest you. You are here 14 days, so go tomorrow to Baba's room here in the dome. Tell Baba, every day, 1 hour I am with you in this dome. For that you select the time, after lunch or before 5, only 1 hour. And what you do that 1 hour, tell Baba, either bodiless stage, double light stage, karmatit stage. Angelic stage. These are wonderful stages to experience. So take one, whatever you like. You don't need to think too much. Just stay there, same day, same time, same place, but 14 days. 1 hour only. Just mention to Baba, this is my request to you, Baba. Give me experience. Then stay awake. See what happens. Let Baba do the work and you remain very alert to experience, to take that power from Baba. This is my experience because I like this month of November. Many years ago, I was here 42 days. I did 42 days. Every day, 2.5 hours. No dinner, no talking to anyone in the evening. Quiet. And also study Baba's 69 years Murlis. So beautiful. So when you do this, you will see how Baba gives new, refreshing experiences which soul is looking for. That's why we come to Madhuban, to get a power from Baba. So these are my suggestions. Whatever suits you, you can plan. All the best wishes for your stay here. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Rajnivan, for the beautiful insights and practical tips how to make most of Madhuban. And do not worry, you have transportation to Pandav Bhavan after the program. So next we have Geeta Ben. I request her to share her inspiration with all of you. Few lines of introduction. Geeta Ben is a senior Raj Yoga teacher, born in East Africa, Tanzania, had her education in India, took knowledge in India, and moved to London. In 1980, she took sustenance from Dadi Janki and served in London and UK. In 85, Dadi sent her to California for service, where she served for 15 years. And in 99, Dadi again sent her to Los Angeles for service. Now currently based in Los Angeles, she has been traveling to many countries to share Baba's knowledge. Over to Geeta Ben.
Shanti, Didi and Rajni Ben just make such a nice foundation. So I'm just specially requesting every second and moment is your moment. And just take this purity vibrations within yourself, and whatever last 64 birth we accumulate, any types of unwanted thoughts, let it start to replace with your true divinity, and really enjoy every moment in Baba's loveful remembrance. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Geeta Ben. And now I would like to welcome all the first timers to come and stand in front of the stage. Could you please raise your hands, first timers? Please come forward. Come in front of the stage. All those souls who have stepped into God's home, Madhuban, for the first time in this kalpa, please come forward and stay in front of the stage here. Please look at your divine family, the unlimited family. Take drishti from all of them, from all the old Baba's children who have come from all over the world. This is your true family, the family that we have been longing to meet and belong to. Baba, Dadis, and the family have all been invoking you. A very warm welcome to all of you.